Assalamu alaikum. This is your brother Murad Mohammed live on your Block Talk Radio and coming to you at 7 o'clock p.m. a Tuesday evening. And Tuesday is special to me only because I started on Block Talk Radio over 9 years ago. Whoever thought it would be that long? And I was given the opportunity by a brother who allowed me to speak on his radio show. And because of that reason, he asked me to come back again and again and again. And then he asked me, would I do his Tuesday show? He gave me a few weeks, ended up being on there for a few years. But the great moment that motivated me is that his wife said, we went viral. Thank you for taking us viral. I was very pleased with that because where I come from is called ratings. When you bring ratings to the network, you can live there a lifetime. As long as your ratings keep going up, the higher your ratings is, the more they will be consistent in utilizing you. Well, that was Allah's plan because I didn't go into the TV network for myself. I came to help the brothers that was fighting and they were being robbed. I felt that I would be able to help them. Whoever thought that I would become not the first promoter nor the second promoter, I became the promoter. And for 40 years, with no interruption, I produced my fights. I had continuity. But I enjoyed it because it was able for me to travel the world and to understand what the world is all about. And they say traveling brought your scope, brothers and sisters. And I honestly would tell you it did brought my scope. And being with the greatest of all times, Muhammad Ali, it made me see the other side of our glow. So when you grow up in the neighborhood, and you grow up in the city, and you grow up in the state, and very rare do you even leave the state, more or less leaving the country, you'll find out that you'll learn a lot of things you would never have came to your attention. So it brought in my scope. It made me understand that I love America. It made me understand that I couldn't wait to get back home, even though I was traveling to these various different countries. But if you see what they go through in these countries, it's unbelievable. You want to see what happens in a foreign country? Go on Roosevelt Avenue. Now, those brothers came from a foreign country, and they did something we have not done here in this state. They built a masjid from the ground up. But you would never have thought you'd have got land. But they come from a country that understand what land is all about. So they start buying up the houses, whatever they cost. If it was $200, they gave them $250. If it was $300, they gave them $350, so far and so on. And when they brought up those homes, they knocked them down. And they built a magnificent masjid with high walls. And if you go down Roosevelt Avenue, it's not a avenue of anything that looks like your middle class. And nor do the street will allow you to see how most people live. But when you turn into that fort and the walls shut, you're in heaven. Well, everything around us is property, but the masjid is a house of worship. And some people don't know what's behind that wall because they don't come. They don't think they want it. They're not invited. They didn't knock doors like we did from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We went to our brothers and sisters, and we took the news with us. Muhammad speaks. And the Muhammad speaks, allow us to buy land, allow us to buy property, allow us to grow our own vegetables, allow us to bring ships in from Peru. We was knocking doors. And we came to them and spoke to them, and they fell in love with us to the point that the females begin to gravitate to us because these men are sharp. These men are stepping. These men have a love for the female. And that's how we begin. But the reason I use that masjid around it is cut off. They don't come and make our prayer. But they don't understand that we are taught all houses of worship for people to be able to make prayer. I remember distinctly, I was in a church with a group of brothers, about 20 of us, imams, and was talking to a Christian, a very high educated man with a doctorate degree in theology. And he said something, Dr. Howard. He said something very profound. He said, if the powers that be knew that the Christians and the Muslims was here just breaking bread, they would shake in their boots. And we ain't doing nothing but talking, getting to know one another. That was very profound. Because Prophet Muhammad, prayers and peace be upon him, was here for all humanity. For some reason, we're not comprehending. And we are cut off our Christians. We are cut off our Hindus. We cut off our Jews. We cut off the people who don't know who we are, but yet we all grew up together in the state of New Jersey, in the city of Newark. But when we was following the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, the reason we kept the Caucasian out, the reason we kept the foreigners out, is because he had to teach us first. We were just babies. We was in the crib. And he knew as soon as you would find someone that subtracts you, because other likes attract, and the likes repel. So therefore, we will reject one that grow up amongst us, because why? It didn't mean anything. Because old Bubba grew up with you. Old Sam and Jake, they grew up amongst you. So they knew you. They knew the way you carried yourself. However, they didn't know that Islam, and that's what we called it back then, because we didn't know how to put the in there and say, Al-Islam, we said Islam. Well, we were close enough. They didn't know about Islam. You ever hear the Christians say, I've been reborn? Well, I'm telling you, we was reborn. We didn't do the things we used to do. And my God, did we make progress. And we sent a chill through America. Now, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, taught separation. Give us our own land. But you thought he meant go to Africa. Let's go to another country. No, ISS has built this country. I don't want the whole country. Give me my little piece. Give me my little land. But we deserve it. We built it. But when you leave this country, you'll find out there's no democracy. You're rich or poor, and 99% of them are poor. So they study hard. They want to marry you. Take them to America. America to them was everything one wants to be a part of. Yes, America is blessed. You say, why? They had slavery here. Well, that's why they're blessed. Because we came over on that ship. And we didn't know it until we got to Ghana that we were going to be put in slavery. Isn't that amazing? So why did we come, brothers and sisters? The same why they are coming. The difference is we was in al-Islam. And Allah said, Abu Masjid Allah. What is he saying? The whole earth is a masjid. So when you told our brothers and sisters they're going to travel to North America and they're going to find gold and silver and honey, whatever that might be, they came willingly until they got to Ghana. They realized they was hoodwinked, they was stabbed, they was bamboozled. Too late. And some of us jumped off that ship. A lot of us died on that ship. We wanted to come back home. On where? Africa. And some of us dropped off of the islands. And the one that caught the most hell was dropped off in North America. But no one came to get us. All that gold, all that oil, all the great things Allah has blessed them in the earth of Africa. Not one came to get us. And then when the brothers began to migrate here, they changed their name, fearful of using their Islamic name. They didn't look like us. They was foreigners. And when they came here, they went to the best schools because they wanted to be educated. Now, these brothers are taught how to read the Quran for you Christians out there that listens to me, to read the Arabic language. They knew it by heart. When they came here, they switched up. Because they realized that they didn't wear beards and they cut their face close, they looked like the Caucasian. And it was told in those colleges, build a home for yourself. Build a future for yourself. But do not touch our Negroes. So they shy away from us. We didn't know they exist. Then we got so that we started seeing them that looked like they Muslim. We would say, "Assalamu alaikum," and they wouldn't even answer you. But we were so proud. You don't want to answer me. I get the barakas for just giving you the greeting. "Assalamu alaikum," we say today. But we didn't know how to say "Assalamu alaikum." We said, "Assalamu alaikum." But we had the whole jersey saying, "Alayka as-salam." Why? We made progress. We evolved. We are doing the things that we ought to do in life. We came together collectively. And when you come together collectively and you can come out of these messages by the thousands, they know there's a major problem growing in America. When you could go in the 6 below 0 and stand outside and can't wait to get in to hear the Honorable Elijah Muhammad say, "Assalamu alaikum." So we were proud. "Long live Muhammad. Long live Muhammad." That sounds real strong when you got 20,000 saying that all at one time. But we was moving in with ships. Building our own homes, had our own business. You couldn't come in a city in this country and don't see the Islamic world under the leadership of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And brothers and sisters, I speak about that because the spineless ones, the ones that couldn't even talk, brothers and sisters, the ones that were selling dope, the ones that was on dope, the women that was on 42nd Street selling their bodies. Oh, we was deaf, dumb, and blind. But Honorable Muhammad cleaned us up. If you was a prostitute, no one knew it. Because why? You looked different. You was reborn again. If you was a dope addict, you was born again. If you was an unmoral individual, you was reborn again. So who was the young boy Elijah Muhammad? Because he only had a third grade of education. But Allah chose him because he wasn't of this world. And he needed someone that was capable of went through the same hell we did. But when they, in the 30s, the brothers couldn't feed their family. The only one that had a welfare check was the wives. What did they do? Let me tell you what Nazma did. He wouldn't come home. He would go out and get drunk. Yeah, he became a wino. Why? He didn't like that. He couldn't take care of his family. They wouldn't give you jobs. But who came and got him out of those streets? Clara Muhammad. Took him home and bathed him and put his clothes on him and said, go listen to that man. His name is Farhad. He went and listened. And when he heard, tears came out of his eyes as if Allah sent a savior. That's why they call him a savior. But don't misconstrue, taught his son Wallace. He couldn't even touch the floor in the high chair as a baby and said, this is the book you're going to read. And that book was the Holy Quran. And did he not read it? My God, did he read it? Ramallah Muhammad just had to put him out because he didn't like the way his father was teaching. But what you don't know, his father, Poole, was a great preacher. But Elijah Poole didn't like the way his father was teaching. And he used to teach, and the father would look at him. And he would teach, and the father would look at him. It's like, I want to be a preacher, Dad, but I don't want to be a preacher like you. Now, I don't think he said that directly to his father, but that's the way he was thinking. And he did not want to be a preacher like his father. Something about what he was teaching didn't fit his nature. But when Honorable Elijah Muhammad met Farhad, he called us a lost and found. Yeah, we was lost. Nobody knew we was over here. We was kidnapped. We came over here as doctors, lawyers, engineers, scientists. We built this country. They came from Europe. They were the most intelligent people around. They came from Europe. They ran them out of their caves. But they land here in North America, chased by the Turkish Muslims. Yes, you don't know that? They was ran because they were barbaric, hair all over them like a wolf. And they were taking their heads in Turkey when Europe decided to tell them, you got to go across the desert. And they called the Turks. And they would cut their head out. And they wore little red caps on the side, like a tan cap. But when they came over here in North America and they saw that bird running around, that looked like the Turks, little beard, red little beard hanging down. the turk on their head. It looks like a turk is on their head, like the Turkish. Yes, they celebrate by cutting their heads off because they remind themselves of their heads being cut off, and they named it Turkey. You eat it today. You call it Thanksgiving. But you got to have some what? Turkey. It was like every day, it was every year tradition. But you never knew why. You don't read, so you don't know. You're a great follower. You follow everything. So isn't that amazing that Farad came here? But I used to think, and I was only 13 years old, call myself Rashid Shabazz. I heard it at 12 through my brother. But my brother kept going to college. I didn't have access to him. So I listened to Farrakhan. I listened to his teacher, Malcolm. And Malcolm had me in the seventh grade wearing fezzes and suits and ties. It wasn't mine. It was my brother. I had to take it off when he got home from high school. I was Rashid Shabazz. And nobody, I wanted to get my ex, but I was too young. You had to have your mother sign. My Christian mother wasn't signing nothing. So I had to force my name. I'm coming apart of this. One of the greatest things I ever done. So you know, one of Steve Muhammad, when he got kicked out, you used to escort that one to the door. All the ministers there. Supreme Captain, all of them was there. Where he went to the door with his mother. And he said, Wallace, he said, Wallace, don't leave your father. He wants me to believe that Farad is our savior. And he said that. He said, Dad, Farad is not my savior. Farad is your savior. He said, that man took me off the block. I was an alcoholic, and look at us today. He is my savior, and he's your savior. Put him out. Told him he couldn't come back. And don't call your mother. He didn't say don't call me. He said don't call your mother. So he said, Mama, did Farad ever ask, said to you that he was God? He said, no. He said, call him Lord was too strong. Wow. So he was a savior because he cleaned us up. Through who? Through the Alam al-Ajman? Now I can talk about this for another 12 hours. But I'm bringing a point to you. That God says in the Holy Quran, it's all in Revelation, he said, if you don't give credit where credit is due, I will give you no more. Ex-wine hit. Some ex-dope dealer. Some ex-pimps, hustler. They came into El-Islam, meaning they found something different than what the Amalai Muhammad was teaching. And they start saying, he taught us shirk. You got some formal dope dealer, as if all I know he's a formal dope dealer. You know what a dope dealer is, brothers and sisters? If he gives you his drugs and you don't pay, he got to get you. And if you're a woman, beat you like a man, to send a message that if you took my drugs, someone else going to come and take it. So they have to make you an example. They have to literally kill you. He's cold-blooded, calculated. He didn't even care about the babies that come through the womb, came out addict babies, whatever kind of dope baby they came out. Crack babies. The angel sent it to me. They called them crack babies. So they were destroying the babies in the womb because of the drug. This is how cold they are. Like a pimp. A pimp is cold. All of the pimps want to be like Iceberg Swim. I needed to read that book. I wanted to read it. You know where I stopped at? When Iceberg Swim said a pimp is when the hoe don't how you hoe. Whoa. These are some freaky dickish individuals. I said, whoever want to be that, not me. Yes, those things allow you to be strong. And so therefore, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad said the white man was the devil. I believe that, except my grandma. She was white. Except my lawyer. He was white. And so if anything that was close to me white, they weren't devil, but everybody else was. And I was strong with that until I heard him say, after years went by, I got it. You see, brothers and sisters, for 400 years, castrated, we was hung by the tree. You remember Nina Simone sung that song, even though it came from Billie Holiday. There's a strange fruit hanging from the tree. That was us. They ripped out our babies and killed them. Some they sent to another part of the country and never grew up and knew your parents. They put us in the field and worked day and night. We might have had 2 hours of sleep. And they would make an example out of you. They would snap your wife and tell you to bring her the wife so they could do things to her. That she, they wasn't built like us, but you'd be screaming. Why was she screaming? See, they don't show you. They'll show you the cost, but they ain't going to show you slavery. Trade that 30 million going to turn on them. So they're not going to teach you that. They took it out of the books, make it all different. They smart. So Jeremiah Muhammad says there are devils skunk up a planet Earth. Well, who are we? Who are we, Honorable Elijah Muhammad? Who are we? Are you the Asiatic black, the maker, the owner, the cream of the planet Earth, father of civilization, God of the universe? Whoa. We've been beginning to grow. Because we were one-fifth of a human being, three-fifths of a human being. Three-fifths of a human being, you mean we wasn't even human? No! They call us animals. So now we grew with superior knowledge. We read that Quran. We study who we are. So we grew, became entrepreneurs, clean, fast-stepping right down to the modern-day time. They knew us. Come with those bow ties. Sharp. Like one woman said, they were suited and booted. Yes, we shocked this whole country. Nobody knew us outside the country. You came here and you knew us, the followers of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. But I sat through 27 Sundays of theology of time. And then he said, stop judging a man by the color of his skin. You ain't in kindergarten no more. No such thing as colors. Judge your brother if he treats you like a brother. He didn't put no colors on it. I said, wow. I got it. This man had to turn us away from thinking that we were slaves. This man had to take us to away from thinking we was inferior and they were superior. Not under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, you wasn't. We felt we was the superior and you was deaf, dumb, and blind. Not us. I'm not here to teach you who's a snake and who isn't. So they're all snakes. That was smart, because you in there trying to find out in the woods which one's a poison snake, which one's a rattlesnake, and which one's the garden snake. See, they don't bite you. Ain't no poison in them. So you have time. So they're all devils. Now, I taught this in front of some of the most successful billionaires. It was at least 20 of them, who the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is. I'm not afraid to tell the truth, because he lied to us and told us we were three-fifths of a human being. He lied to us and told us that we was nothing but an animal. And yet we came over here, our ancestors came here very highly intelligent. We built this country on our back, but they couldn't take the heat. It came from Europe. So they were smart, went over and got us from Africa and tricked us. And who sold us? But there weren't no Christians allowed to be in slavery in America. But we all was Muslims when we came over here because we were sold out by the Christians. Looked like us, but there wasn't no our religion, and nobody cared about Islam. So we was brought over here because they knew that we wanted to travel. And we used to sing the old song, you can have this gold, you can have this silver, you can have this honey, and give us Jesus. And they made you thought that that song actually meant Jesus Christ. No, brothers and sisters, the boat we came over, the name of the boat was Jesus. So they wanted the boat to go back home. That's why they sung that song. But why did we fall in love? Because the man that looked like Jesus was hanging us, raping our little boys. Yeah, he was raping boys, men. Raping our women, our wives. Yes. You know why? You know why I decided to marry black? Because there's some very gorgeous, pretty white women. I grew to the level of women are women. So it had nothing to do with the color of their skin. It had something to do with the suffering of our sisters during that time. We was married to them, but they was over there with child. And they had to do the despicable things, but in order to bring our food home off the table of Charlie. If she had told us what she had to do, he knew we would, he would kill us for killing him. So she wouldn't tell it. She hold that secret. And for that alone, we have to love her. Even though she had to do the despicable thing, but she wasn't going to let you kill her husband and her children. Oh, that female is bad. So if I'm going to be successful, I tell you like Muhammad Ali said, that's a beautiful white girl up there. But the bluebirds fly with the bluebirds. And the red birds fly with the red birds. And the green birds fly with the green birds. He said, why would I want to be outside the one that didn't suffer the way I suffered? Ah, that was Muhammad Ali. And he said it loud and clear. And I sat up under him ever since I was 16 years old. I said, I want to be just like Muhammad Ali. Everybody thought that was a left hook, a right hand, an uppercut. No. He built his name, sent us around the world, these spineless individuals. Ali, you hit him with a left hook and a right hand. How was you able to do? Are we on live? Yes, Ali, you're on live. I thank Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad. All praises are due to Allah. Wow, that shocked the whole world. You don't believe that? Well, guess what? It just happened. But this one was Muhammad Ali. This one said, they're killing me. They're going to kill me. Oh, man. I'm dying. I'm dying. But when that boy hollered out, Mama, Mama, it shook the whole world. Black Lives Matter. I'm the greatest of all time. I'm so proud. He was talking to us children. He was trying to say, you two are great. Don't think you are inferior. And my God, did Muhammad sent us around the world. They could not believe they was Muslims in America, not the ones that wore the turbans. He was insignificant. Not to say you were insignificant to Allah, but no one cared about you. Nobody cared about what they was doing. But the honorable Elijah Muhammad shook up the world. Shook up the world. Oh, he didn't speak like none of his ministers. Now Malcolm could speak. But there was other ministers speak just as good as Malcolm. Malcolm was better, but they didn't have the profile. Malcolm is the only one who could come on camera. So, yes, you're going to hear him. Yes, you're going to talk. But soon as he left and got assassinated, now they really know we didn't do it. When you're by yourself, they get you. You ever be in a herd? I don't care if it's lamb, but they move it. The hyenas, the tigers, the lions, they are not going to get in the way of that hurdle. But soon as one goes astray, they got you. Because there's no fight now. You their meal. So when he left, he had no more protection. Why is it that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad died a natural death? The white man is the devil. Well, since 1930. They couldn't touch a hair on his head. J. Edgar Hoover was smart. And I'm here to tell you, and it'll be written, that there was a red line there. Whenever he moved, they pushed the button. It was the FBI that was protecting his life. Because it would have been a guerrilla warfare and a holy warfare and warned anybody touched the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. We was taught to die for him. So they were smart. So they came amongst us. They mingled amongst us to make sure the country is safe. We never started a fight, but we fight against those who fight against us. But we wasn't aggressive. So you don't see us going around killing nobody. But they feared us. Because you can hurt me in New Jersey, run to Philly, make a phone call. Hurt me in Philly and one to California, make a phone call. We had power. One for one, all for one, even Stephen. That's what we was about. What happened? What happened, brothers and sisters? Because we said we evolved, and we did. We surely did. So now my mom had to put them out because we weren't ready to go down to Satcha. We weren't ready to get off of Ramadan coming every year. Every year. Ramadan came in December. Why? It was a short time. You think we was able to fast all the way to 8:30 in some of the seasons? No way. He was a merciful man. But when he said this, I didn't come here to teach you religion, clean you up, and one after me will teach you your true religion. Whoa! That means that we were in kindergarten learning Islam. He introduced us to Quran. He introduced us to Islam, but he didn't teach us the Quran. He didn't teach us Islam. He taught us how to stand up and be for yourself in kind. I call wudu. That's prayer. You're going to the bathroom. You're going to clean up. But that water can't clean off your filth and your dirt and your unmorals. It can't do it. So he had to get you in the move and the groove to be able to clean yourself internally. And my God, to get you off that pork was a miracle. To get you to stop smoking was a miracle. To get you to drink alcohol is a miracle. Matter of fact, he used to say, if you can't read it, check it out. But you can't just give us anything. And so we did some great things. But Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam also did some great things. He didn't know no religion. And that was Christianity, there was Judaism, there was paganism, but it wasn't Al-Islam. So 40 years, he lived a lifetime. Elijah Muhammad, over 40 years, he lived a lifetime. But when Malcolm went down, y'all didn't know. He was in Boston with Malcolm. Nobody knew him. And look what he's doing today. It cut them off, but it created its own communication center. And look at those children. Look at those babies. Oh, they fear him. Them women will give their life for Miss America. It'll be a war, a guerrilla warfare here in America. But guess what? He will die a natural death. But when you by yourself, you're dead. Cosby, the great Bill Cosby, what are you doing in jail? Who's there marching or singing or whatever you want to do to get him out? Because we forget. Customers was the show. Taught us how to be more dignified. He didn't make no show of broke people moving on up. Any other show. But he made a mistake. He wanted to name NBC his show Customers, which they would accept Bill Cosby. Oh, hell no. You ain't leaving no legacy behind, Bill. And all these pedophiles and all these rapers and all these men abusing little children and all the Christians got babies in the basement on the concrete. But Bill goes to jail for 10 years. I mean, you can't see it. You can't comprehend it because all you're doing is living. Khalifa. Why did God create the Khalifa in the earth? And that's what I want to talk about. Well, my name is Malad Muhammad. I'm your host tonight. And we say with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise and the thanks is for Allah. We thank him for the gift and the blessing of the mortal human person, Muhammad, the honorable and noble servant and messenger of God, which follows that salute, that translation or that salutation to the last prophet, Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah, the seal of the prophet that is mentioned in the Vigil and as well as the Bible, and as has been given to us in the Holy Quran. Surely Allah Almighty speaks the truth. We say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah al-Rabbil alamin. Wa salatu wa salam wa salam wa salam kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sadaqallah wa deen. Brothers and sisters, the Khalifa, you won't know it when you read it in the Bible. But in the Bible it says, let us create man, as what Revelation is saying. Let us create man. But in the Holy Quran, Allah didn't say we or let us, and it didn't say man. For Allah says in the Quran, the Khalifa, I will create a Khalifa in the earth. Keep that in mind. In the earth, that got me. Why is it in the earth I'm going to create the Khalifa? Now, brothers and sisters, I've been went viral 3 times. And one thing about Caucasians, they don't lie to you. They send you a letter and say, you just went viral. Congratulations. You just went viral. Congratulations. You just went viral. So you're talking about over a million. I say 3 million, but it can be 10 million when you say you went viral. That went around the world. And I found out the people that listen to me are Jehovah Witnesses, priests, rabbis, Seventh-day Adventists. And I have fun talking with them. And I don't beat them up, and they don't beat me up, but we share knowledge. And I was able to get a gift to take that which we read and give it to you in the English language. But that's what Allah supports. Allah says in the Quran, if I will teach you, because that's who's teaching you when you read the Quran. You're talking directly to God and God talking directly to you, but you don't know it. Nobody tells you that. So you don't need nobody to teach you nothing. You read that Quran and your heart is in it, Allah will give you the understanding. Oh, you think that's totally impossible? Well, that's what Sarah thought in her old age. And some people say she was 80, but today you get past 60, you can forget it. And that's a rarity. Taught to have a child. Isn't that amazing? That's the exception to the rule. You want to be in the book of Genesis, but they don't have Sarah in the book of Genesis. Got her in the holy books. And she didn't think she can have a child. Wise men told her, it was the angel said, Allah is going to give you a gift, birth to a child. He chuckled, like, yeah, right. Oh, you doubt Allah when he says be in this? Oh, y'all don't read that, do you? So she gave permission to her husband because she could not make a baby. And she represent, she wasn't selfish. Because if that man got a gift, I can't bear a baby but for him. And he had no children, calling his only begotten son, Ishmael, came about. Through who? Hajji. Now, y'all call her every kind of name because they don't want you to call her Hajji. Because Hajj is named after her. See, Allah, Allah is so merciful. You run in that mountain from one mountain to the other, and you say, Hajji, Hajji. You don't even know you're saying Hajj. You're out of breath. Well, that's the seventh time she ran. Yes, in the desert by herself with Ishmael. So he gave him the birth of Ishmael. So he's, Allah said, for your outstanding moral decency, we're going to give you a child. And then here comes the debatable mind. Well, guess what? We ain't going to accept Ishmael because he came out of wedlock. Isaac came from the original mother and wife of Abraham. They call him Abraham. So when you look at that, throw you off because today they have wedlock. Today they got illegitimate children. How is a child illegitimate and that child came out of the womb of what Allah created? Now, we make whoopee, brothers and sisters, but we don't make babies. You don't even know you're pregnant. But it's life growing in you in that first day. Go look at it. Look like a little worm. Look at it now. That has grown 9 months. This ain't you. This ain't me. This is life that God formed in your womb called classroom. Don't let me get into that, how intelligent those babies come out. They don't know this world. They know heaven. They know Allah. So why did this happen when Sarah, it was illegitimate? How did Isaac become a prophet? And how did Ishmael become a prophet? And how is Hajj is all in Revelation? You can't even go around the Kaaba unless you go past her grave. So how is these women have stature of life? That's Allah saying to you. It wasn't nothing dirty about what happened. But that's your life. Are you like Sarah or are you jealous or are you selfish? And the average woman that's jealous and selfish is by herself because no one taught her that wife ain't nothing but sex to you all, but it's not what it's all about. I told my son the other day. I said, son, don't you know every time you enter into a female, you die? He said, what do you mean I die? I said, you gave up life. There's a million sperms that shoot to that womb. And only one gets in unless there's an exception to the rule, but that's an exception. But what happened to the rest of them? They all died in that womb. So that's dead life. You smell something dead? Well, you ain't up in that womb, so you can't smell. But let it hit the air. It stinks. So Allah purifies that woman and take all that impurity every month out of her. Now you understand it? How do you get the fingers? How do you get the hand? How do they get the legs, the foot, the feet? How do they get the eyes? The angels have to say, give them 2 arms, Lord, yes. Give them 10 fingers, Lord, yes. You got to have. The angels are moving that bit. But they don't want you to know that because that's science. Science don't want you to know about science. And hopefully we touch on that. But these are things you don't look at. All you're looking for is sex. Well, he's having sex with this one, that sex with that one, and so forth and so on and so on and so on. Well, let me, if you want to go strong, brother, you're making love for 2 hours. Boy, you the man. You don't go to sleep and wake up in an hour. You can go another 2 hours. But what about the one that only can go 2 hours? And what about that one who can go only 1 hour? And what about that one who can only 3 minutes? You got 3 minutes. You don't get yours, I'm sorry, because I'm going to get mine. What about that one? It all comes to the same results. Climax. What's next? There's nothing next. It's all sex. There's nothing now. We don't have a conversation. We don't agree on things. We don't do this. We don't do that. Boy, the state is bad. You know how to mess your mind up. But you don't read what God approved. Your wife and children is nothing but a trial. And the brother took that wrong. My wife, she went out and did such and such. My wife, she did this, she did that. Well, Allah gave them to you. It's your trial. Your trial is obligated to the teacher to do better. Go get another one. So that one's the same one. Oh, that's your burden. You got 2 now. You have to teach to do better. You go get another one. But it ain't like you going to get women. You ain't that good that Solomon had 950 wives. What they got out there today? Green pill, blue pill? I don't care what color pill. Nobody can handle 950 wives. But what Allah is saying, this is a community, yet a khalifa. And that's what you don't know. You're the khalifa. So the khalifa is a moral, is moral life. To the sign. Allah always sent us a sign. But most people do. Yes, most people do. They like the prophets. They were seeking truth. That's what the prophets was. They were seeking truth. And everlasting, they met with God. If they did not give up on searching, they might have not saw God. But those men was called thinkers. Yes, it was thinkers, brothers and sisters. They was thinking all the time. That's your taqwa. You thinking. And you trying to be in tune with your nature, so they was blessed. To look into their nature. They looked at things and saw what other people could not see. It was also called as seers. S-E-E-R-S, seers. Seers. Then later, they was called prophets. You see how Allah works? Because they was able to predict the future, Allah referred to them as prophets. That means they are evolving. They're literally evolving, but you don't know they evolve. But they're evolving. That's what they do. They know how to evolve. They know how to use that which Allah has given them. But the prophets are human beings. Y'all think they're something different than flying. Y'all think they can walk on water. Not one prophet over the next prophet, because they're all human. In our lifetime, we have individuals that raise up amongst us that they can see the future. They can have insight and foresight as a leader to lead the life of the human being that is in Scripture. That's all in Scripture, the life of the human being. What is the life of the human being? Moral life. You have men that become philosophers. They are thinkers. The Quran called them thinkers with the knowledge of understanding. So you're saying that because it's the seal of the prophet that Allah don't raise one from amongst us? That's when we go off course. We get spooky. The Quran called them thinkers with knowledge of understanding. I believe I got insight and foresight. I don't think I would have went where I went. I read the Quran, and I love when somebody say, I can't do it. Anything I want that's good. I don't want that which is bad. I want that which is good. Everything I've done, brothers and sisters, you know, I have people say to me, you're always talking about yourself. You know why? Because the people that love me don't talk about me. My own grandchildren, my own nephews, they were so messed up when they found out who I was, because the real deal is when they can punch a button and see you. My nephews, Akil son, look, he's on Google. Look, he's on Yahoo. Look, he's in the encyclopedia. Oh, yeah, he's on Instagram. Uncle, I never know you was this famous. You're not going to talk about me. We don't care about each other. But Allah gave me the world because I had insight. Ever since I was a little boy, they used to call me a dreamer because I used to tell them, I'm going to Radio City Music Hall. My mama cannot afford it. Boy, are you out your mind? You want to see the rock edge and you want to see the wooden sails? We don't have that kind of money. If I had a dream, and I'm telling you all that's listening to me, it was a dream. I wanted to go to the opera, but my mama took me. And she took my siblings with me. And we in the opera. And a Caucasian lady walked over to her and said, excuse me, madam, what are you doing here dressed like that? I said, what do you mean? She said, I don't see your pearls and I don't see your diamonds. Where's your necklace at? Where's your mink? You don't have jewelry, and you here at the opera? She said, yes, I have jewelry. Who is it? Her name is Joan. Her name is Barry. His name is Paul. And his name is Zara. We didn't have the little one. She said, ah. And her husband said, why don't you give me some jewels? We've been married 30 years. I ain't had one. Now, every time I told that story, it sent a message, but it was my dream. It was my dream that I was going to Radio City Music Hall. And just so happened that a brother named Omar was sitting on the bench with me. He was much older than me. And he said, how in the hell are you going to Radio Music Hall and you can't dance, you can't sing? He was laughing at me. You can't sing. You can't play no instrument. I said, I'm going to Radio City Music Hall. And when my brother left, I said, don't leave me no more. Can I go with you? He said, yes. And my mother said, boy, what are you going to do out there at 14 years old? I said, Mama, let me go to the world because the projects was caving in on me. And it was because I was a dreamer. She said, okay. I said, can I take my bunk bed, Mama? She said, take your bunk bed. And I grew. I grew in the world. But I needed a mother to maintain my sanity because my mama spoiled me. I went everywhere with my mama. Oh, did I love that woman. She used to beat me. I got all the beatings because I used to define her. She'd tell me to do something, I'd do the opposite. But don't get caught. Well, I got caught a lot of times. I got smacked. But after she wear my tail, I'm right back up on her. I ain't never leave my mama. Where you going, Mama? I'm going with you. You can't go with me. I got to go to school. Well, Mama, I'll be outside waiting for you. You can't do that. And I would follow her to the elevator. And she would say, boy, if you don't get me, when she does that, you better go back because you get that backhand. Every day, I'm at dinner. Where you going now, Mama? I'm going to work. You going to work. You going to work. Well, you can't go to work with me, son. And she would threaten me to go back in the house. Yes, that's my mama. I did everything with my mama. Laid up on her. Beat me, I get right back on her. Beat me, get right back on her. Beat me, I get right back on her. I ain't never say I hate my mother. I ain't never say I disrespect my mama. That mama was with me all the way to her grave. Gave her the world. And nothing she could ask for, I wouldn't give her. And she looked me in my face and kissed me before she died and said, I hope God don't punish me. You're my favorite child. But I know what her and I would do. I was the middle child. I couldn't have a birthday. Nobody gave me a birthday. But Mama couldn't pay for my birthday. My brother was on the 10th and I was on the 14th. But whatever that check she got, whether it was a welfare check, whatever check it was gone after his birthday. So she couldn't give me one. And then here come the next check. But then my sister, Joan, was born on that day. But she knew that Mama said no is no. And I used to grieve and see all the different clothes my brother got. Then I couldn't play games. I'll play games right now. I was the middle child. I was too young. They was teenagers. I'm 9 years old. And they playing all these different cards and they playing these different games. I hate games to the day because I couldn't play them. Maybe because it allowed me to do what I know how to do. And then this was the killer. I thought white folks was the devil, so they couldn't teach me. I was bringing home F after F after F. And my daddy came. And they said, look at Joan's pork car. Whoa, she's going to be good. Straight A's. Look at Barry's pork car. A's and B's. Get me. Look at Zara's pork car. Straight A's. Then look at this one's pork car. And he saw my pork car. He said, this is the one will never make it. Now, my father's 6'3". He was a big guy, weighed 270, 280. I couldn't talk out loud, but I said, you ain't God. Don't you ever tell me what I can't do. And I saw in the world. That was my motivation. I got a guy who's been with me for years. He's the most pessimistic guy ever met. And they used to say, why don't you get rid of him? He's too negative. I don't know. But don't you ever tell me what I cannot do. You going in Rahway State Prison? You taking over all the prisons? You getting a contract exclusively? How in the world are you going to get the money? I don't know, but God is great. I read in the Quran, anything good is already written. So I didn't have the money, but I told them I'm going to feed them, I'm going to clothe them, I'm going to bring money, I'm going to pay the correctional office double time and a half. Oh, I gave them everything. They signed that contract. The governor, Burns, Fario, who was the superintendent of all institutions, and Judy Now, the attorney general, they all signed that contract. They said, we're going to give you Rahway. I said, oh, hell no, you're going to give me all of the institutions. Never been done in the history to the day. And I said, would you pay to go to jail? And they was coming and paying, but I only had 500 people. Where am I get the money to be able to do all that I said I'm going to do? I went to the movies. Loved the movie. Went to the movies, and I saw a movie called The Network. And when no black men shot down Walter Cronkite, that's who he portrayed, because he got off and used to say, stick your head out the window and say, hell no, we ain't taking it no more. It was big rating. But when he told him that he met Jesus and Jesus said he wasn't doing the right thing, gave the Black Panther a suitcase of money and shot him down like Malcolm. I said, wow, these people are in the ratings. They jumping up and down. Yeah, the ratings hit, the ratings hit. I said, let me walk into HBO. Oh, little Paul 5X, all there. Who are you? I'm Murad Muhammad. Well, what do you want, Mr. Muhammad? I say, I want you to be able to put back me with boxing. Oh, we don't do live boxing. What are you talking about? I say, this ain't just live boxing. I'm going to put you behind the prison wall. What prison? I'm going to put you around Rahway State Prison. Oh, my God, where they sodomize the warden and they killing people and they burning the prison out. You can get our cameras behind that and bingo. I like that word because I went to bingo every day with my mother. He was a bingo fanatic. I remember when she said she was going to take Shahada. She said, oh, I can't come. I play bingo. I said, Mama, I don't care about no bingo. You care what's in your heart. She wasn't going to come because of bingo. But my mother, I used to go to her just to eat the little cakes and be with her. But we couldn't play. We played. Nevertheless, she took Shahada. And she took Shahada, and I said, under the law, all the way to her grave. And she said, la ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, about 3 days before she passed. But the point I'm saying to you, brothers and sisters, I walked into that network, and I told them I'm an asset, and I can make this company bigger. Who was he talking like that? They came. We won Best Program of the Year. I was with them for 27 years. But this is not bragging. This is to motivate you. You're in those holes and you're just staying. You're getting complacent. You gave up in life. And I can't figure it out. We have been all hoodwinked and telling down the truth about this COVID-19 don't even exist. You're dying from your internal organs, but they market COVID-19. And they now found out. They found out that the mass is killing you. Get you out the sun. Put you in the house because the sun is the natural vitamin. They don't want you out. They want you in. They got you like they did the people in Russia. Not Russia. Germany. What they did to them Jews is unbelievable. Hitler did the same thing. You talk to nobody, but they got us with this cloth over our face and all our germs are going back and it's tearing your lungs up. It's tearing your cotton up. Wait, they get ready to tell you, it's all out there, but y'all don't read. You people are trying to get to you. They brought up all, they're telling you that 200 people, 300 people died in Israel. The poor people is 3,000. Because the real truth comes out, not on these other networks, or the president of the United States don't want to touch it. How do you, this kind of wars happen, and no, so they fighting in the White House is saying, hey, we can't allow this. One lady, a Jewish girl, she came out and said, I pay my tax money, and this is what you do with my tax money, and give billions to someone that you said, wait a minute, children are living, losing their life. Where's the black people? Where's the Muslims and Islam? Afraid to open their mouths. We're in sophisticated slavery. Yes, we are. So I'm telling you, I've been free. Ever since I read the Quran, I'm a free spirit. Yes, Oprah, she got a great show on ABC, 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 ABC. And Bill Cosby had a great show on NBC, NBC, NBC. How in the world did I come from where I come from, and I've been on ABC, NBC, CBS, HBO, USA, Showtime, ESPN, pay-per-view. How in the world was I able to do this? Because I said to you from the beginning, where there's a will, there's a way, and if you go for it and it's right, Allah will give it to you. But you got to work for it. He ain't going to just give it, hand it to you. You have to go to work. You have to do what you have to do. So in our lifetime, we have individuals that's been raised up amongst us and can see the future, got insight and foresight. Yes, we can lead. But you got men that lead and never led in their world. They don't know what they lead. We need our life of human beings, our spirit life, our moral life is what God is talking about. So, yes, these men that got science and capability. And you heard me, the cry, say, I reiterate that these thinkers have the knowledge and the understanding to see how to connect to elevate. If you don't have the context and the condition, the will to want to elevate, then you chose to stand still. When I walked into Phil Knight, all y'all made billions of dollars with a sneaker. And I said, Phil, you need me. He said, well, I need you, Mirage. You're a good promoter. But John, you know, I made last year. I said, yes, $3.4 billion. So why I need you? No, you don't need me if you want to be complacent, Bill. I mean, Knight, Phil Knight. He said, okay. 2 weeks later, a week, call me back. Asked me to come. I came. He introduced me to a gentleman. I said, who are you? He said, I'm Michael Jordan. I don't follow basketball. But I knew his name. I said, it's a pleasure to meet. Now I know your image. I knew your name, but I surely didn't know who you were. But all the children want to be like, Mike, what can I do for you, Mike? I want to launch a brand. What you going to name? You going to name it Nike? Yes, Jordan Brand. I said, okay, I can do it. He said, I must have got to pay you. You can't pay me, partner. If I'm going to make you rich, I want a piece of what I do. And I launched Jordan Brand to get that Budweiser off my ring. And people used to say, you Muslim, why you got Budweiser? You think you're going to come and take over and white folks don't have a piece of you? How could the hell I would tell Budweiser, get out of here, I have nowhere else to go? I moved them. Because if he ain't there today, call him. He'll call me if he wants to. So these things just didn't happen, and I always went by myself. I never took one of my men with me, afraid they're going to open their mouth and say the wrong thing. Because I didn't do it for me. So I'll go to my grave tomorrow, or next week, or next month, or next year. But I have a track record. $54 million of my money went to this state. Where is it? Can't take it with me. Pharaoh tried to do that. He sealed his pyramid, cut the tongue out of everybody that did the work. So you don't teach or leave nothing behind. He thought he was going to die and make it to heaven with all his jewels. Guess what? They broke the lock just 2 years ago. And they saw his bones, and they still in all the jewelry that was in there, and all the jewelry come in with nothing. You're going to leave with nothing. But in the final day of judgment, Allah is going to say, simple, what have you done for humanity? That's what Allah is going to ask you. And what are you going to say? Well, I took care of my wife. Yeah, I gave you a beautiful wife. I took care of my children. Yeah, I gave you beautiful children. Well, you don't know what to say because you were selfish. He didn't give nothing. The only way you get in heaven is what have you done while you was alive. So most brothers don't want money. They're afraid they're going to go crazy over you, spineless individual. Allah said, get a piece of this dunya, meaning get a piece of this world, but don't sell your soul for the hereafter. I mean, don't do nothing dirty to get it. But you want to be a trillionaire, it's okay. You'll give more away. So if we can connect the dots, Allah is trying to connect us to the meaning of what is a khalifa. That's all this, all what I'm talking about. What is the khalifa? The khalifa is not an individual. Solomon didn't have physical wives. He had a community. And without a community, there's no women. So 950 women gave birth from their husband to build what? A community. Oh, you got it now. The Khalifa is in a moral life. Most people do not pay the attention to that sign. We don't do it. It's totally mathematically impossible that you can live here and know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala glorify his name is connecting us to Allah's creation. And when you connect to God's creation, all things comes together for those who believe. Well, it's like science. We believe that science can not be found without God's help. Man is science. But did he came here successful without God's help? So everything you do, even in science, you got to see it first or to draft from it to find out what you're looking for. And he will give you that blessing if you got the ability to connect. Connect what? I like that Reverend said, he's 96 years old, are you connected with God? What is God talking about? The Khalifa is a spirit. You was in the earth. I'm going to close on this. You was in the earth. So he sent angel to go down and bring the earth up. So Angel Jabir did that. And then he molded and shaped it. Look in the mirror. That's earth. That's what you look like today. That's flesh. That's what you see, flesh. What is earth? Allah molded. So now that he molds you to look where you look, you evolve because you're just a little baby coming out the womb, but look at you now. You evolve, but the earth gets old. The earth gets old. You ain't going to be here a lifetime. You're going to be here when he say his will and you go. But you don't die. I'm going to create a khalifa in the earth. So the earth was dead, couldn't move, can't go nowhere. It's dead. So Iblis, Satan today, Iblis wasn't Satan then, but he was getting jealous. You know how your women get jealous because there's another woman. But this was another human being. He got jealous. And he said, I am not bowing down to no mud and clay and dust. This is he talking to his Lord. You created me out of smokeless fire, something like a woman. You, I took care of you. I was with you. I gave you your babies. And you're going to bring another woman in here? Hey, they turned devil overnight. But she was an angel. Yeah, I'm giving you a metaphor. So Satan was, he didn't know he could be a devil. But my God, he didn't like that idea. So Allah says, wait a minute. Wait till I breathe into it, my spirit. Whoa. Then Adam came alive. It wasn't the earth. It was the spirit. That is the spirit that's in you. The spirit can go anywhere. You can't get out the bed without your spirit. You can't walk without your spirit. You cannot go to that grave if that spirit ain't you. We got to carry you there. So there's nothing in there. But they want us to believe there's something in there. They want us to practice idol God. They want us to believe in the graveyard. Original angels, along with the so-called angels that was in heaven, he said, tell me your names. Angels said, oh, Lord, we already know what you teach us. That means Allah never taught them their names. And he turned to Adam, tell them their names. When Adam started running their names, they all went down in prayer, Sajda prayer. Even all of the jinns except Iblis. He said, I'm not bowing. So Allah said, you're going to get out of heaven. And you will not come back up this atmosphere. So he ain't living in heaven. He lived on the earth. How did he live on the earth? Well, here it is. It's right here. He said to Allah, why would you create another creature to create more bloodshed on earth? So that means they were creating bloodshed before we was even created. So he said, more bloodshed. But he didn't like us. You know why he don't like us, brothers and sisters? Because Satan can't go against Allah. You say, well, why is he doing what he's doing? He's showing Allah you ain't going to submit. That he'll come from the left, the right, from the back, and the front. He'll cross you cross you up. And Allah said, not my faithful ones, you will not. And those who follow you in the final day of judgment, came all the way to the day of judgment, you all will go into the hellfire. So that jinn is your test. What is he testing? Your taqwa? No. Your soul? No. He can't touch that. So what is he testing? Your appetite. You got an appetite to be a freak. You got an appetite to cheat. You got an appetite to lie. You have an appetite to be unmoral. That's how you get you. And you fall for it. Now, I'm like Muhammad was smart with that third grade education. Final day of judgment, you're going to say, oh, Lord, the devil made me do it. And it's going to show you, he's going to be standing right there. He said, no, I didn't, Lord. I called her. I called him, and he simply came. You see, brothers and sisters, we all sin. They say, Adam sinned. Yes, he did. They said, Jesus sinned. Yes, he did. They said, he died for his sins. But you took it literally. I told you nothing physical with Allah. Sin means you died, but you didn't die a moral death. And that's the problem. The brothers out there killing one another, raping women, abusing women, they died a moral death. Sin. Never said he died. Didn't say that Adam died. No, he lived. He didn't die, but he had to repent. That's the first thing he did, and that's all I ask you to do, and repent for your sin. You ain't got to go to no church. You don't have to go to no masjid. You ain't got to go. No, you ain't got to talk to no priest. Why are you talking to the priest? Come here, little girl. I like this. Come here, little girl. Where is Allah? Where is God? Oh, he's close to me and my juggle man. She only 7. So God is closer to you than your juggle man. I mean, he's closer than that. So why you got to go anywhere to talk to him? You just don't talk to him. And Allah says, quoting the God now, this ain't me talking. Don't give me this credit. God said, I will not help a people that will not change that which is bothering their soul. So Satan leads it wrong to you. That's how he whispers in your ear. See, God don't like you. He won't even help you. That's not what God's saying. Your soul talks to you. Do you listen? No. So why would Allah help you? So he's saying, until you listen to your soul and handle your own burden that I've given you, that you can withstand. So you got to take that step first when God takes two. You want to be down there in animal kingdom? Go ahead. But you're not coming out of there until you take a step and want to come out. So this myth that we die, let me give you something that just come to my head. I always say the angel sent it to me. Just think about it, brothers and sisters. There's three creatures, the angel, the jinn, and the human being. There was only three creatures. And the angels here first, but they was created to protect you. One sits on your left, writes all your history, and then one on the right tells you what to do. Oh, something told me not to do that. Then you have the jinn. The jinn, the angels out of light, and the jinn is out of smokeless fire. So anything that's purified, you got to go through the fire. So the jinn think they're purified because there's no dust and no soot after that. But we made of dirt and mud. So he created both of them to help us do this well. Yeah, there's some good jinns. There's a group of jinns who heard a beautiful recital. Those are the jinns I'm talking about that follows faith. They are ones who are trying to trick us. So you believe that your mother, your father, your wife, your children is in the grave. No, the flesh came from the earth. And the Christian says it all the time, from ashes to ashes, dust to dust. I mean, you got to go back in the earth now. But you're not there. Spirit leaves. One call, boom, it's gone. Before that bullet hit you, Allah decided to take you. Before you jumped out the window, you see me, you see flush falling. But we don't disrespect it because it's God's creation. So the brother said, brother, you've got to rush the body to the grave. Yes, you do. You keep it out too long, it'll stink. But that's what they say. They say you have to rush it because it's got to be in the grave. That's because they are being taught by the wrong people that got them. The prophet tried to get you away from paganism. What do you mean you got to rush it to the grave? It's sadaka, guys. You got to feed the ants, the worms, and everything down there. But you ain't there. So just think about it. Now you know you're not there. Where are we going? Now, I can't tell you where that holy place is for the last days. But I can't tell you where heaven is. It's right here on earth. He said, how do you think of that? Because I read and I study and Allah gives it to me. So I got to give it to you plain. So he says, I'm going to teach you this religion in my language, which is Arabic. But he also said, and go teach it to them in their language. Oh, they just lost English. They lost English, and all the brothers that came from the East who they follow got the job. And what they speak? English. Oh, we so stuck on stupid. So anyway, now you want me to rush the body in the grave because he got to get in the grave. No, there's no such thing. He got to get in the grave. You can do an autopsy if it's going to help the next person or what we are dying from. But you respect, so Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam got up when that body came past with the enemy. Now Abu Bakr pulled his coat. Abu Bakr said, listen, Prophet, that is the enemy. He said, no, it's not. That's Allah's creation, and the flesh don't sin. It's the one that was in that flesh sin. That one's gone. So she's going to be judged on the final day of judgment. So what they got you believing, that this one jinn and his imps is going to prove to God that we will not follow him and we will be tricked for his schemes, for he says his schemes are weak. But listen, we got animals. Some people like horses. My son likes horses. Some people like dogs. My son likes a dog. Some people like all different type of animals. So what did they do to us that we're going to, Allah going to destroy them? What about the birds? There's birds you don't know about. There's pretty birds, gorgeous birds, pigeons. What, are you going to destroy them over this one Satan? Oh, I know he's going to destroy the trees, the mountain, the grass, the seven seas. Oh, he's going to destroy the moon, the sun, and the stars. He's stuck on stupid that God will destroy his paradise. What makes it what it is? Come here, Jabil. Look into my world that I created. Oh, Lord, how can anyone go cooking in a world as beautiful as that? He said, wait till I put the jinn and the human being in it. Oh, my Lord, how anyone going to go cooking, go right in a crooked world as that? Ah, we made it crooked. We made it what it is. So do you think Allah is going to erase his beautiful earth? No. He's going to erase those understanding in your way of accent. That's going to be erased. That's going to the hellfire. But he's going to bring you back to your fingertips with new earth. Ah, with the milky skin and beautiful black eyes. And tall, and some of y'all only 11 feet, what do you say, 4 feet 11. He ain't talking about that old stuff. You're going to be new. That's you, sister. That's you, women. Those beautiful skin. You're going to be tall and lovely. And this is going to blow your mind. The student of you might want to see Muhammad. I heard him say it. I was sitting right there. He said, all of you couldn't drive Bentleys and Rolls Royces and BMWs and the beautiful things that you love will be given to you in the hereafter. And all them that did wrong, that rode those type automobiles, will not get it. Will not get it in the hereafter. So what was he saying? Where are we going? Where are we going? Was she going to be reborn again? Just like Sarah. How she knew she was going to have a baby at that age? That means you don't trust in Allah. You mean I gave you my air to breathe, to clean your system, and you let someone put a mask on you and stop my air for cleaning you? Well, nothing happens on this earth without my will. My earth talks to me. That leaf falls from the tree without the will of God. So what's happening? This is your test. And the reason you all catching hell, because you got a will. And your will is your burden. But Allah said, my will supersedes your will. And if you will give yourself to my will, I will erase that will of burden from you. Ah, this is God talking to you. I'm a manifestation of the seer. I'm a manifestation of that sophosophy. I'm a manifestation of all of that he's talking about. But Jesus said, simple, I'm going to leave you, and I'm going to return. And I'm going to leave you my mother. And you all thought it was Virgin Mary. And Virgin Mary had more children, because he couldn't have been a virgin. But what is Allah purifying him? Well, let me tell you. Jesus said, I saw the woman by the river. And she had five husbands. That's right, five husbands. And Jesus said, when she took on that sixth husband, she was out of her mind. Now, what husband is Jesus talking about? Because your sister will go out there and be crazy and think five different men will run through you and you're going to have five different children and got chaos because they all got different bloodstreams. That's not what God is, Jesus is talking about. Jesus is saying your five senses. If you revert back to the five senses I gave to you in the womb of your mother, you'll be able to make it through this world. Now, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said a little different. He said, bathe yourself in the river five times and you become pure. Yes, you got baptized. I know a sister told me she was baptized 20 times. Her father said, you better not get baptized again. You can wipe yourself with all that filth you got on. They know five times you get dipped in the water, you're going to clean. But what did it mean? It's a metaphor. What Muhammad the Prophet is saying, use your five senses like a river flow consistently, repetitiously. Don't give up because it doesn't back up and it goes straight. That's all it means. So Jesus said, I'm going to return. I'm going to leave you your mother. Virgin Mary ain't coming back here. There's no one you ever heard of coming back here. Jesus is not coming back in. And how has his mother become a virgin? She became a virgin because she used her five senses to raise her baby, so Allah purified her. Ah, so who is Jesus talking about? You. Agnes gave birth to me. I sound like Jesus today. When Farrakhan say he is Jesus. Brothers and sisters, if you read Revelation, whether you're looking in the Bible or the Torah, Allah talks to you. And Allah only means that these prophets is who your life is. I paint a picture for you. But get those fairy tales out your head and you will know now you are Moses, you are Joseph, Abraham, you are Lot. Yes. You are Abraham. That man found Allah on his own. But you're Jesus. And yes, you're Muhammad the prophet. Praise be to God. Now as prophets now. Don't get me on misconstrued. Tell him, Muhammad, what he left here. You are mortal human being just like them. I'm the Uswat of the prophet. Meaning, I got the same nature he got. I bleed just like he do. My heart pumps just like his heart pumps. So that's all it means, that we are the prophets in their life, the way they live. But it don't exist. It's just a metaphor to get you on the right track. So now when you pass, you got to revert back to the nature in which you created, because you got away from that. And now that you're deceased, Allah have to bring you back. But if you do it here on earth, you make it to paradise. But I feel like my dad said, I'll see you in paradise, because I'm going to go ask the prophet Solomon, how did he have 950 wives? How did he have them? I like the idea. He felt he was going to heaven. I believe I'm going to heaven, but I'm not going to stand on the first row or the second or the third. There's seven levels in heaven. I got a lot of work to do, a lot of work. And I believe that Allah will give it to me to do what I know how to do. I'm coming back. I'm coming back tonight to go down and start all over again. I made billions, but I never had $1 billion of my own money in my account. I made it and gave it away. Now I want to give it to all them out there that deserve to be taken care of. 4,000 of us, but we ain't feeding nobody. 400,000 Muslims in New Jersey. But we should have been able to fill. Hey, nobody should have been hungry. All these doctors we got, and we dying behind the walls, and we don't have doctors to speak out on us. Something wrong with that. So I got to change all of this. But I do have the ability to read the Quran and give it to them in the language which they know how to speak. So they got me now teaching their children. And these little children read as our thesis, meaning they can read without looking at the Quran, but they can't connect the dots. So Imam Ghazi Muhammad said, we deserve this, brah, 400 years of castration, 400 years of raping our children and our wives, 400 years hanging us from a tree. Our ancestors prayed for us, and we live in it. We are entitled to be able to follow this Quran and teach it to the world. But I tell my brothers in the East, you're blessed with oil, rich with it. We rich with the spirit of the Quran. I thank you for listening. I'm saying things to hurt anybody. That was not my intention at all. If I say anything that's incorrect, well, I make mistakes. We all make mistakes. We say, subhanAllah. But if you heard anything that allowed you to stand up in your spirit, stand up in your soul, stand up in your deen, out of fit in the nature in which you was created, and stand up in your love and your belief for Allah, because that's all he accepts, that's your taqwa. Don't give me those credits. Give those credits to Allah, subhanAllah, that Allah glorifies his name. I greet you from our father, Adam. That's our biological father. And our father, Abraham, that most people call Abraham, same. Yes, no misconstrue there. I am not talking about our biological father. He is the son of Adam, just like we. But he is the father of all intellectual minds as well as nationality. Big difference. And I greet you from Prophet Jesus Christ. Christ means Muslim. He came here to do the will of Allah, and he left. But brother, sister, he was not here doing Christianity. And Allah says they killed him not. They never crucified him. But he came to do the job, to take down the fig tree. He cut down the fig tree. And why wasn't an apple tree? Why wasn't a peach tree? Because those don't have seeds. Fig got a lot of seeds. Our Jewish brothers were multiplying, but they kept it for themselves, so he sent Jesus to cut it down. It don't multiply anymore. And I greet you from Prophet Muhammad, the seal of the Prophet. Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, a mercy to all humanity. And we give him the excellent salute. Prayers and peace be upon the Prophet, his sinners, and his companion. Because when you greet him, you greet all the prophets at once. See how merciful God is. Tune in tomorrow. Imam Eli Obey will be on for 7 to 8. The Tafsir of Imam Wafsdin Muhammad. He's so nice, he does it twice. He comes back on Thursday, 7 to 8. For Tafsir of Imam Wafsdin Muhammad. And then Friday is our engineer, the great-grandson of Booker T. Washington. Oh, he's a dream come true. He's a great engineer. Got five PhDs and going for a double PhD. He said he will get 20 of them until the day he passed. He will study as hard as he can study. He comes on at 1 o'clock for Juma because he speaks to the men from the Navy around the world. And then I shall return at 5 o'clock, Asmara. Yeah, I open up the line. You can ask me anything that's on your mind. But I choose who I pick because you got a lot of ingrates. You got a lot of people that just want to get on the network and just talk and make suggestions like that. That's why I block Talk Radio, New Africa Excellent, when I speak. I speak to you with no interruption. But on Friday at 5, you can ask me any question you want. I send it to you. I don't program anybody. And so far, this is like our 31st show, and I ain't slipped yet. I've been answering all your questions. Most people can't do that. Most people won't allow you to do that. And then I put it on Blog Talk and let over 3 million people listen to those 20 people that question me. To show them that they ask questions that would be helpful to them if I can answer it somehow. And then Saturday morning, my niece, Salima Muhammad, and her sister, Dr. Nadira Muhammad, they have a beautiful show to teach you how to take care of your parents when they're ill. One has their doctor degree, and the other one is about 3 months away from her doctor. So pretty soon I have two doctors. Then on Sunday, Dr. O. Her job is to teach you your own first physician. We say, oh, Allah, those who passed away, separate their faults from the goodness, as thou separate the east from the west, and grant them Jannah. Oh, Allah, those who are sick from COVID-19 or any sickness they have, we ask you to lift their burden. Oh, Allah, those who have given to those who could not take care of themselves and they have given away, bless them with barakats. And those who desire to do it but cannot, bless them for good intentions. Surely Allah Almighty speaks. I am Murad Muhammad, your host tonight on Blog Talk Radio, New Africa, the Excellent Murad Speaks. And we come to you 7 days a week, 52 weeks out of the year. We say peace and love. Assalamu alaikum.